Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
For every adversity that life gives you, it also gives you a seed of equal opportunity. But we have to nurture that seed.
I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because I think we all know in this room, character is not something that we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight and we got to build it. In the midst of opposition, adversity, and challenges, I don't care how tall your daddy was, you gotta do your own growing. In the midst of challenges, opposition, and pain,
develop a health plan. See, you can't feel well and do well if you don't have good health. You can't perform if you don't have your health. Your health is valuable. Develop a health plan. A plan that you will follow because this is the only vehicle that you have to carry you through this experience called life. And you want to take good care of it because you love you enough. You care enough about you. And that's not easy. It is not easy having a health plan and sticking to it. But you're worth it doing it again and again and again.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like?
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Practice and practice and practice. Practice makes what? Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
Like waking up and being in the spirit of gratitude.
right? And just being grateful before we even start our day. Just waking up with it on our mind. Man, I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to do this week, right? It's almost that pressing that perspective of, I don't have to do it, I get to do it. Right? And so my challenge for us all is, as we start our days, as we do our work, as we carry on with our lives, let's do the press of gratitude more. The press of being thankful more, right? Like when we start something, even if it's opposition present, challenges present, uncertainty present, man, let's tap into that spirit of gratitude. Let's tap into that spirit of thankfulness.
Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it. What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you?
If you let people's perception of you dictate your behavior, you will never grow as a person. But if you leave yourself open to experience, despite what others think, then you will learn and grow.
So, whatever it is you're trying to be, whatever it is you're trying to do, work on becoming the type of person that would actually have that. Stop and ask yourself, what do these people do? What are their habits? What are the skills that they have? What are their routines they follow? And start to become that now. And then the rest of life will start to materialize around you.
It's going to feel a little bit unfamiliar, uncomfortable. And if you can relax into that, instead of going back to the past, continuously invest in your future, sooner or later, it'll begin to become easier and easier and easier. And all of a sudden, when you least expect it, something amazing is going to happen in your life. And when that event begins to occur, you're going to pay attention to what you did inside of you now to produce the effect outside of you. And that's called human empowerment. And there isn't a person in the world that's excluded from this equation.
Visualization is one of the challenges. And part of that is not just visualizing success or living in the reality of achieving what you're setting out to achieve, but also visualizing how you're going to navigate all the obstacles that are going to get thrown in your path.
No matter how much emotion and feeling you may have or how much hurt you may have, life has to go on.
Because the people who go all in, the motherfuckers who burn the ships and leave themselves no other option but success, those people are dedicating all their skills, all their resources, all their energy into producing a specific outcome. And if you're competing against someone who's going all in with every resource they have, and you're only going half in because you're half in and you're half fucking out, guess what? You're gonna lose. So you guys out there with your plan B mentality, you need to take that shit, crumple it up, and set it on fucking fire, because all it's gonna get you is more of what you already have.
When the situation or the moment does not go our way, because we all know what to do when it goes right, but when God says no, who will you be? But most importantly, who's watching you and who can be blessed by the opposition, the adversity, and the challenge that you're facing?
Now, listen to me. When you were younger, you had a dream. But you got married and had a couple kids. And now you're like, well, that dream is dead. Not necessarily. You're not done yet. And you just may need to be a little bit flexible and a little patient. Not now does not mean not ever. And not this way does not mean not at all. Don't give up on your dream.
And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. That was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but you know, if you live your life to just get better every single day, and you do that for 20 years, then what do you have?
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. The hard choices, what we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Y'all gotta start loving your life. Be comfortable in who you are. If you come from a family right now that's broke, use that to your advantage. I use that to my advantage that I was a high school dropout, that I was homeless. I love dealing with a dude who think because he come from money, he better than me. Let's go. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog?
When you can be happy in the midst of hardship, then you see the true potential of the mind. When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control.
It's Thoreau's quote that most men live lives of quiet desperation. It's one of my favorite quotes ever because it's true. And I've been that guy. You're just in this world where you just can't wait to just run away. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation.
You start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. Because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that. Why the fuck am I doing it? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never can arrive. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I can control the lens of which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
These people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know. You see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. People have hard lives, and the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
I'm talking about real commitment, not that cheap stuff, right? Not that counterfeit stuff, not that if I get what I want stuff, not that little boy stuff. I'm talking concrete commitment. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've said it in has left? It's easy to say what you're gonna do when you're sitting in these plush seats, this AC, and you got the words on the wall.
Come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
Life isn't fair. That's the reality. And a good person in the wrong place, in the wrong time, can end up just a victim of fate. But when those bad things happen to people around you, what are you going to do? How are you going to lead Are you gonna fall over and fall down and fall apart? Or are you going to lead?
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
If you search for something hard enough, you will convince yourself that you have found what you're searching for.
Do you know what happens the minute you were born? You start to fucking die. And as you grow up, time and gravity and the elements put a stress on your system. And every day that you get up, there are forces working to wear you out. This is just called life. We have to constantly battle against the breakdown of our own strength, our own energy, and our own mental capacity. And you know what I'm trying to say by telling you this? I'm trying to tell you that being tired is part of the fucking game. Okay, so it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being f***ing tired way more than you're not tired.
Just imagine yourself from a year from now. Hey, the future you from a year from now. And you just made these simple choice shifts, as I call them. You start choosing your peace. You start choosing your joy. You start choosing you. You start choosing your worth. Above everything, everything else will fall into place.
Because the greatest feeling in the world, God, the greatest feeling in the world is execution. The greatest feeling in the world is doing what you said you were going to do. There's no greater feeling in the world.
Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired.
So what that you come from a small town? So what that you come from a small school? So what that you came and got your degree from a place that no one's heard of? They didn't need to know about the college. They needed to know about you. They needed to listen and hear the lessons that are embedded inside of you because of what you've gone through. There are people that have roamed the earth the rest of their lives being confident and comfortable with being average, but that's not you.
We don't rise to our ambitions, we fall to our standards. So you don't have what you want, you have what you are willing to accept. The key to life is not necessarily to just raise your ambitions, it's to raise your standards. What you need to do is set higher standards for yourself and refuse to bend. Force life to bend to your will. And you do that by raising your standards. It's the ultimate key to success.
Jim Rohn used to have this phrase, he said, success leaves clues.
He said, if there's anything you want in your life, don't assume that somebody has some special gift. They may have a gift, but they probably developed it, most of it. And if you sow the same seeds, you'll reap the same reward.
You weren't born to be average. You weren't born to be just good enough. You weren't born to just be above average. You were born to be unique and to be amazing. You were born to be something so significant that when the day comes for you to die, there's mourning that happens all over the earth. You see, there is something inside of you, a gift. But it's only a gift when you're willing to give it away.
Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is, and that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing, and that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one.
Be the damn disruptor. Stop talking about the same things that happened to you. Stop talking about that person that did you wrong, okay? They moved on with their life. That was a part of your story. That was a chapter. You have more to be written. You still got breath in your body. You can do something about it. You can turn that situation that was supposed to break you to build you, I promise you. But you gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself.
You might want something. You might want a better life. You might want to have a fit and athletic body. You might want to have a better relationship. You might want to start making more money and win your financial freedom. You might want to have better self-control, self-mastery. You might want to have greater confidence. Whatever those things you want, they're on the other side of the enough is enough moment that you must have.
Saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life was built by tired people. And if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You can still act. You can still execute. You can still work. And you can still be successful.
But they're normal people that knew they needed to make a change. And they decided they were going to make a change, and then they made it. And that is what I do. And that is what you can do too. If you have something to change, if you want to change something, change it. Change it now.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, we all have dreams. So I figured the best place to make those dreams come true are isolation.
Sometimes the biggest fear you have is that you failed, you made too many mistakes. And as a result of making too many mistakes, that you don't deserve a second chance. You don't have to end this life with regret. You don't have to sit at your bedside and wonder what could have been. You can change right now. You can change the direction of your life. You can change the direction of every relationship. But it begins with your relationship with you.
Your presence on this planet is no accident, and you are absolutely here for a purpose. You've been given a gift. It's your genius, and it's intended to bring joy to your life and to lift the lives of those around you.
I want you to understand this. If you want to bring out the best in others, start with the mirror. So many people are trying to persuade others, trying to influence others, trying to bring out the best in others, but they're not starting with themselves. It all starts with you. It starts there, because when you bring out the best in you, you are very contagious.
If a person would sit down
and let their body relax, totally relax, and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, and see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way.
Okay.
Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. When you pick up a book, the book is nothing but a picture that an author has painted in words. Dream my painting, and then I paint my dream. We become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first. It might even appear to us as being a lie. Mm-hmm. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it.
Listen to me, man. You have a great life in front of you. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you.
You must come to peace and come to terms with everything that you've ever faced. There are things that have fortified a different aspect of your life because of trauma that happened as a child. You've got to be willing to let go of that, and so you can embrace the adult that you are now. You cannot get rescued by anyone but you. Because if other people grab and reach in and try to pull you out, you'll defend the small child you were that was taken advantage of. But if you can look into your past and look at your life and realize that the times you were most vulnerable and there was no one there to protect you, that was not a time where you were made a victim. That was a time where you became victorious.
You embrace the challenge. It's a test. It's a way to prove yourself. It's a way to toughen yourself up. We can compare the attitude to the aperture of a lens. When you are fearful, that aperture tends to close down, giving you a narrow perspective on the world. If you take in less, you have less to fear. But as your mind closes down, you miss seeing opportunities and coming up with new ideas. But if that lens opens up and expands, suddenly you can see all kinds of combinations and connections out there in the world that nobody else is seeing because of their fearful closed lens, the way they're looking at the world. In this case, the chaos of the world is not something to fear, but something to exploit. This is the source of all creative thinking.
That's why you gotta work on your stuff. Cause life will send you some curves you cannot anticipate. Whatever you do, you wanna develop technical mastery. You wanna be the best at what you do. You wanna master it. See, part of self-motivation is you've got to find something that gives you a strong sense of competence. Well, you become known for that. You develop a reputation of being good at doing that. You set some high personal standards for yourself. You're not competing with anybody else. You're just unfolding yourself to be the best person that you could be.
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Because almost everything, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. This is the instinct that says, you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You can take a knee. This is the instinct that says, you can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen. That instinct is a liar and wants to bring you down. That's the instinct that's a
a defense mechanism. Wants to give you an out, a place to run to, a little place of sympathy.
You see, the path that you're on is up to you. Put one foot in front of the other and start marching. Start chasing down your canopy. Stop looking behind you. You are evolved. Those are in your past. And there is nothing you need. There's a period at the end of that chapter. But this chapter, this is your comeback year. This is your comeback moment. This is when you get up. This is your moment in Rocky when you've been knocked down 10 times, but you still won't quit. This is where you get up and you fight. And you'll get up before the count of 10. You're not a quitter. You're the winner.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.